sister from another time. It inspires the baby's questions.
What's that?
For their mothers as they rhyme. But no one stopped to think about the babies or how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our minds? Just 30 miles from Detroit stands a giant power station. It ticks each night as the city sleeps, seconds from annihilation. But no one stopped to think about the people, how they would survive. And we've almost lost Detroit this time. How would we ever get over losing our mind? The sheriff of Monroe County had a show enough disasters on his mind. And what would Karen Silkwood say to you if she was still alive? That when it comes to people's safety, money wins out every time. Detroit, that time, almost lost Detroit, that time, and how will we ever get over, the odds are, we're gonna lose somewhere, one time.
Returning to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice, I'm Steve Lerman. If you're just joining this broadcast, we're listening to President Jimmy Carter, and he is speaking about the hostage crisis that occurred while he was president in 1979.
The movie role
played by the American hero. He was only there a day and a half. Ken Taylor and them were there through the whole thing. And so when the Americans escaped, contrary to the very vivid end in the movie that brought me to the edge of my seat as well when I watched it, where this pickup truck outran a jet airplane taking off. I'm not criticizing Hollywood, but nobody ever knew that the six Americans had been in the Canadian embassy until they were safe in Switzerland. And my wife and I were invited to go to Queen's College in Canada last fall to receive honorary doctorate degrees, which we did. And so I watched Argo before I went because I knew that Ken Taylor and Flora McDonald were going to be in the audience. They had also seen the film. And my judgment is that 90% of the credit for that heroic and brilliant move should have been with the Canadians. And the movie ignores practically any contribution by the Canadians. So, but aside from that, it's a vivid, wonderful film. Not precisely factual, but I hope it gets the Best Picture Award. And you said one other thing. One other thing that hasn't ever been explored. On a different basis, we had CIA agents going into Iran fairly often. I see my message. And one time we had four CIA agents went in, and there was a very close relationship between Iran and Germany. Most of the Iranian leaders were educated in Germany. So we ordinarily used German passports. So these four Americans were leaving Iran and went through customs, and as they went through, one of them showed him his passport. He said, "Okay, go ahead." And he walked about 20 feet, and the customs agent said, "Wait, come back." He said, "I've been a customs agent here for 20 years. I have never before seen a German passport with an initial on it. They always spell out the full names. And here, your name here is Ira H. Schifter." He said, "I don't understand it." So the CIA agent thought very rapidly, and he said, "Well, I can have to confess, when I was born, my parents gave me the middle name of Hitler. And I have special permission to use the initial." So is that going through? That hasn't been told publicly before, by the way.
And you heard it here. Unfortunately, we've reached the point in our program where there is time for only one last question, and that is, do you teach Sunday school at your church? And if so, who filled in for you today?
All right. I teach Sunday school every Sunday that I'm home in Plains, and we try to be home on Sundays. Sunday before last, I taught my 603rd lesson after I left the White House. And when I'm gone, my substitute teacher is a man named Mashuk Afkazada, who is an Afghan soldier who came to Fort Benning, Georgia, near Plains, to train during the time of the Shah. And while he was in Fort Benning training, the Shah was overthrown, and he couldn't go back home. So Mashuk stayed in America. He married a beautiful blonde girl from Columbus, Georgia, right nearby. And he heard about my being nearby, so he came over to hear me teach the Christian faith. He was a devout Muslim then. He accepted Christ, and now he's the best Christian in our church, and he is my substitute teacher. So a former Afghan Muslim is my substitute when I'm not home teaching Sunday school.
You can listen to great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard of Girls Gone Wild? Well, get ready for the hottest uncensored barnyard action of the year, Cows Gone Mad! We've searched the country's farms, feedlots, and abattoirs to bring you this exciting new video featuring this chart-topping song.
Moo, we're mad and wild cows, it's true. We could make you go crazy, too. We're putting you wise with this little tune. Between the two of us cows, we'll kick the bucket soon. It wasn't a surprise, I must say, when they called you SDA. Don't you know that I heard it through the bovine? Now we're treated worse than low swine. Moo, we heard it through the bovine, and I'm just about to lose my mind.
That's right. These cows are crazy. have the tenderest loins on the lot.
Tails that look so fine.
No.
If our lives weren't brief, think what might have been. We'd be starring in Beauty and the Beef.
Our cameras captured jerseys, Angus, and sexy young calves, singing songs like, I feel the earth move under my feet. What's Cud got to do with it? And this tragic story of a man whose life ended way too soon.
One night while dining, a poor man was killed by steak.
While out on the town with his wife, he made a mistake.
He had been drinking, so he wasn't thinking. He ordered filet for himself.
When the waiter asked, what about the mad cow? He said, she can order all by herself. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to eat cow meat.
No sirloin on bones that are shaped like a T.
They'll get bovine sponge form encephalopathy.
Mama, your sons and daughters have all switched to cow meat.
They jumped on the Atkins low-carb diet fad.
And now their new diet just might drive them mad.
Order Cows Gone Mad today. And as a special bonus, we'll throw in another video for you fans of the full-figured heifer.
I ain't heavy. It's my
udders. Not available in Canada.
When the whale gets strike and the line runs out and the whale makes a blunder with its tail and the boat capsized and I lost my darling. No more, no more Greenland for you, brave boys. No more, no more Greenland for you. 'Twas in 1853 on and the line runs out, and the whale makes a blunder with its tail,
and the boat capsized, and I lost my darling man. No more, no more Greenland for you, brave boys. No more, no more Greenland for you.
Sitting wonder why, babe, if you don't know why now. It ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it don't matter anyhow. When the rooster crows at the break of the dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're side of the road.
I wish there was something you could do or say. Try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway. And don't think twice, it's alright.
born long ago in 1894. I've seen many a panic I will own. I've been hungry, I've been cold, and now I'm growing old. But the worst I've seen was 1931. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up each morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll have another mess of beans. Well, we congregate each morning in the county barn at dawning, and everyone is happy, so it seems. But when our work is done, we file in one by one and thank the Lord for one more mess of beans. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up each morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll get another mess of beans. We have hooverized on butter. For milk, we've only water, and I haven't seen a steak in many a day. For pies and cakes and jellies, we substitute sow bellies, for which we work the county road each day. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, then I know I'll get another mess of beans. If there ever comes a time when I have more than a dime, they'll have to put me under lock and key. For I've been broke so long, I can only sing the song of the workers and their misery. Oh, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, I know I'll get another mess of beans. Yes, those beans, bacon, and gravy, they almost drive me crazy. I eat them till I see them in my dreams. When I wake up in the morning and another day is dawning, well, I know I'll get another mess of beans.
That's all, folks.